भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। सवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी तिरुभाव दिवस महामहोत्सव की जय। श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी तिरुभाव दिवस महामहोत्सव की जय। श्री रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी तिरुभाव दिवस महामहोत्सव की जय। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 13, entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, Text 50. Please repeat. Nishpaditam Devakrityam अवशेषं प्रतीक्षते तावद्यूयं अवेक्षध्वम् अवेद्यावदिहेश्वरः निष्पादितं देवकृत्यम् अवशेषं प्रतीक्षते तावद्यूयं अवेक्षध्वम् अवेद्यावदिहेश्वरः निष्पादितं देवकृत्यम् अवशेषं प्रतीक्षते तावद्यूयमवेक्षध्वम् भवेद्यावदिहेश्वरः निष्पादितं देवकृत्यम् अवशेषं प्रतीक्षते तावद्यूयमवेक्षध्वम् भवेद्यावदिहेश्वरः माताजी निष्पादितम् परफॉर्म्ड देवकृत्यम् व्हाट वाज टू बी डन ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स अवशेषम् द रेस्ट प्रतीक्षते बीइंग अवेटेड तावद अप टू दैट टाइम यूयम ऑल ऑफ यू पांडवास अवेक्षध्वम ऑब्जर्व एंड वेट भवेद मे यावत एज लॉन्ग एज इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड ईश्वरः द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the Lord has already performed His duties to help the demigods and He is awaiting the rest. You Pandavas may visit as long as the Lord is here on earth. You Pandavas may wait as long as the Lord is here on earth. Purport, the Lord descends from His abode Krishna Loka, the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, in order to help the demigod administrators of this material world when they are greatly vexed by the asuras who are envious not only of the Lord but also of His devotees. As referred to above, the conditioned living beings contact material association by their own choice, dictated by a strong desire to lord it over the resources of material world and become imitation lords of all they survey. Everyone is trying to become an imitation god. There is keen competition amongst such imitation gods, and such competitors are generally known as asuras. When there are too many asuras in the world, then it becomes a hell for those who are devotees of the Lord. Due to the growth of the asuras, the mass of people who are generally devoted to the Lord by nature, and the pure devotees of the Lord, including the demigods in higher planets, pray to the Lord for relief. And the Lord either descends personally from His abode or deputes some of His devotees to remodel the fallen conditioned human society or even animal society. Such disruptions take place not only in human society but also amongst animals, birds or other living beings, including the demigods in the higher planets. Lord Shri Krishna descends personally to vanquish asuras like Kamsa, Jarasandha and Shishupal, and during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, amongst all these asuras were killed by the Lord. Almost all these asuras were killed by the Lord. Now he was awaiting the annihilation of his own dynasty called the Yadu Vamsha, who appeared by his will in this world. He wanted to take them away before his own departure to his eternal abode. Narada, like Vidura, did not disclose the imminent annihilation of the Yadu dynasty, but indirectly gave a hint to the king and his brothers to wait till the incident happened and the Lord departed. ओम ज्ञान दिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं साबितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमस्तु ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। पंचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च परिदानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। बिफोर वी डिस्कस दिस वर्स एंड टुडे इज ऑस्पिशियस डे, today is the day of disappearance of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So I thought we'll in the beginning only sing Shad Goswami Ashtakam and then we will discuss about the verse and the importance of this day. So you can open Shad Goswami Ashtakam in your smartphones, type Sad Goswami, S-A-D. They are never sad, but that's how Shad is spelled. S-A-D on the Google and then Goswami. And then you will get most probably Shad Goswami Ashtakam lyrics. Begin with Krishnot Kirtana. What we'll do is, we will sing together this bhajan. Someone play Mardanga? Mardanga? Okay. करताल देश के लिए प्रेरणा में ओके विल बिगिन। कृष्णोत्कीर्तन गान नर्तन परो प्रेमामृतांबो निधि धीरा धीर जनो प्रियो प्रिय करो निर्मत्सरो पूजितो श्री चैतन्य कृपा भरो भुवि भुवो भारावहन्तारको वंदे रूप सनातन रघुयुगो श्री जीव गोपाल को नाना शास्त्र विचार नैक निपुणो सद्धर्म संसापको लोकानां हितकारिणौ त्रिभुवने मान्यौ शरण्यां करो राधा कृष्ण पदारविन्द भजना नन्दे नमतालिको वन्दे रूपसनातन रघुयुगो श्रीजीव गोपालको श्री गौरांग गुणानुवर्णन विधो श्रद्धा स्मृद्धेयान्वितो पापोदा निर्कन्दनौतनुभृताम् गोविन्दगानामृते आनन्दाम्बुदिवर्धनैकनिपुनो कैवल्यनिस्तारको वन्दे रूपजनातनौ रघुयुगो श्रीजीवगोपालको त्यक्त्वा तूर्णमशेषमण्डलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छ भूत्वा दीनगणेशको करुणया कोऽपि न कण्ठाश्रितो कोऽपि भावरसामृताब्दलहरी कल्लोलमग्नो मुहुः वन्दे रूपसनादनरघुयुगो श्रीजीवगोपालको पूजत कोकिलहंससारसगणा कीर्णे मयूराकुले नानारत्ननिबद्धमूलवित्पा श्रीयुक्तवृन्दावने राधाकृष्णमहर्निशं प्रभजतो जीवार्थदो यो मुदा वन्दे रूपसनादनरघुयुगो श्रीजीवगोपालको सङ्ख्यापूर्वकनामगाननतिभिः कालावसानी कृतो निद्रारविहारकादिविजितो चात्यन्तदीनो चयो राधाकृष्णगुणास्मृतेर्मधुरिमा नन्देन सम्मोहितो वन्दे रूपसनादनौ रघुयुगो श्रीजीवगोपालको राधाकुण्डतटे कालिन्दितनया तीरे च वंसी वटे प्रेमो माधवशादशेषदशया स्तौ प्रमत्तौ सदा गायन्तौ च कदा हरेर्गुणवरम् भावाभिभूतो मुदा वन्दे रूपसनादनौ रघुयुगो श्रीजीवगोपालको हे राधे व्रज देविके चललिते हे नन्द सूनो कुता श्री गोवर्धन कल्पपादपतले आनन्दिवाने कुता ओषन्दाविति सर्वतो व्रजपुरे खेदैर्महाविवनो वन्दे रूपसनादनौ रघुयुगो श्रीजीवगोपालको वन्दे रूपसनादनौ रघुयुगो श्रीजीवगोपालको जय श्री श्री सद गोस्वामी अष्टकम की जय हरे कृष्णा. सो दिस इज अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग बाय श्रीला श्रीनिवास आचार्य अमेजिंग ग्लोरिफिकेशन. आई वॉज हियरिंग वन क्लास ऑफ धनुर्धर स्वामी महाराज वॉज ही वुड कम इन वृंदावन यात्रा. दैट टाइम ही मेंशन्ड दैट इन अर्ली 1970s ही हर्ड हिज ओनली राधना स्वामी महाराज रिसाइटिंग दिस षड्ग स्वामी अष्टकम फ्रॉम बाय हार्ट. ही वॉज इन वृंदावन and he would do his parikrama and often he would recite the Shad Goswami Ashtakam. He said, I was surprised. I had never heard this Ashtakam and he had memorized it also and he was singing in Vrindavan. Then he said, then I understood that this is Vrindavan is only revealed by the mercy of Shad Goswamis. So it is very important to sing Shad Goswami Ashtakam and pray to them if we want the mercy of Radha Krishna and the Vrindavan Dham. So we offered our respects and obeisances to the Shad Goswamis by singing this Ashtakam. We briefly discussed this verse and then we will discuss today about the three Goswamis whose disappearance is today. So herein Narada Muni is speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is lamenting because his uncle Dhritarashtra, Vidura and Gandhari have left. So he is lamenting and mainly Narada Muni is saying that ultimately turn toward the Supreme Lord. So we may do so many things, we often are overcome by the lamentation, by the circumstances of this world. And yes, we have to do whatever is needed. Prabhupada would say, do the needful to try to adjust the circumstances. But ultimately turn toward the Supreme Lord. So there lies the ultimate solution. So finally Narada Muni is saying, you should turn to the Supreme Lord. And he also informs, you are lamenting that they have left. Soon you should also prepare to leave. And Narada Muni is hinting. Right? Because Lord Krishna has already completed his mission. He is going to now withdraw his Yadu dynasty. He is indicating here. Avashesham pratikshati. A little bit whatever now final needs to be done. That means Lord Krishna is about to complete his pastimes. Avashesham pratikshati. A little bit remains. And Yadu dynasty has to withdraw. Then he is going to depart. And you should also prepare to depart. Right? So in this way, Narada Muni is dispelling the lamentation of the Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Prabhupada beautifully says that the Lord descends whenever, you know, there is an increase of the asuras, when the whole society is under disruption, then the Lord descends personally. Or he deputes some of his devotees to remodel, right? To remodel the fallen conditioned soul, to remodel in this society. So in this way, so we will discuss today the, as Prabhupada is saying in the purport, the Lord sent some of his devotees to remodel the human society. So today is very auspicious day of disappearance of the three Goswamis. One may say, how come that all three decided to leave on the same day? So anyway, they all departed on, today is the Dwadashi of the Shukla Paksha of month of Ashwin. They all departed on the same day but in different years. So Raghunath Bhatt Goswami departed in 1579. And his samadhi is there in opposite to Radha Govind Mandir. There is 64 samadhi area. There are more, but it's named as 64 samadhis. Opposite to Radha Govind. And then part of, you know, the ashes, most of the Goswamis were cremated. They were not given full body samadhi because of the Yavanas, the Muslims would destroy the samadhis so that their body is not, you know, polluted or disrespected any way. Most of the Goswamis' bodies were cremated during that time by the other Goswamis. So the ashes, the samadhi was given to the ashes. So Raghunath Goswami's ashes were given samadhi in opposite to Radha Govind Mandir, 64 samadhi area. It's a very beautiful area. Hardly anyone visits there, but it's such a beautiful place. There is such powerful vibrations. from Radha Govind temple, just few minutes walk, 64 samadhis area. So then he was, then part of his, because also stayed at Radhakund for some time, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So part of the ashes were given samadhi in Radhakund. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, when he departed after 3 years, his samadhi we know is at the Radhakund. But there is another samadhi in Radhakund. Right? There is a teen Goswami samadhi in the Radhakund Shamgund Parikrama. Teen Goswami samadhi. So what happened, because he disappeared on the same day as Raghunath Bhatt Goswami on the Shukla Dwadashi, this Matha Vashvin. So part of the ashes were also cremated along with Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Right? So therefore the ashes were given samadhi at two places. Just like Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, ashes were given samadhi at two places. So his ashes were also given samadhi at these two places. On the Radhakund, around Radhakund and Shyamkund. So Raghunath Goswami main samadhi is there, plus his samadhi is there in teen Goswami samadhi, in the Radhakund Shyamkund Parikrama. Then much later, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, after completing CC, 1 or 2 years after completing Chaitanya Charitamrit, he also departed on the same day, same tithi, day means tithi here. So then, understanding that there is some transcendental connection between these three, right, they're departing on the same Dwadashi, his ashes were also given samadhi in the teen Goswami samadhi, and separately. So like that. So there is a teen Goswami samadhi, they have the separate samadhis, but they all three were also given a samadhi together. So that place is teen Goswami samadhi. We can visit when we do parikrama of Radhakund Shyamkund. So in this way, all three have some intimate, transcendental connection in relation to their service to Radha and Krishna. They all departed on the same tithi. So therefore, today we are going to remember them, seek their mercy and blessings. So, I want to speak beginning with Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Yeah. So, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. His description has been given by Kaviraj Goswami. There was a person or Brahmana Tapan Mishra who used to stay in Bangladesh, and he was confused about what is the goal of life and how to achieve. He was studying all the scriptures, but he was confused. What is the goal of life? How to achieve it? Sadhya, sadhan, tattva. He was not able to do the nirupan, nahe nirupan. So, therefore, since he was desperately searching, he had the Lord, he had a divine vision that tomorrow a Brahmana is coming to Bangladesh and he will reveal sadhya and sadhan tattva to you. So that time during his visit to Bangladesh, Lord Chaitanya, he met Tapan Mishra. And for the first time, he revealed Hare Krishna Mahamantra to Tapan Mishra and asked him to practice chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Lord Chaitanya told, do not reveal, Lord Chaitanya revealed his divine identity to him, gave him the right understanding, and also told him, do not reveal this incident to anyone. Also told him, you go and stay in Varanasi. And didn't even tell that why should he go to Varanasi, right? And that to the city of the Mayavadis. So Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, Achintya Prabhura Lila Bujitena Vari Sosanga Chadaya Kene Pathaye Kashi Puri. So Lord Chaitanya could have invited him to stay in Navdweep along with him, come back with me. But he, you know, deprived him not just of his association, but the association of all devotees. And send him to Varanasi, of all the cities, the headquarters of the Mayavadis. So his first, you can say, Lord Chaitanya's, to one who he, his first counselee, whom he first gave the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and preached to, he sent him to Varanasi, and without giving the reasoning also. But there was a level of surrender of Tapan Mishra. he went to Varanasi by the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. And later it will be revealed that was a great purpose of sending Tapan Mishra to Varanasi. So, Varanasi, Madhya Prabhura, Bhakta Teen Jan, there were three devotees, prime devotees. Tapan Mishra, Chandrasekhar Vaidya, or Mishrinanandan, and the son of Tapan Mishra. He is counted as one of the associates of Lord, who is Raghunath Bhat Goswami. So therefore, Lord had a plan that, you go to Varanasi, I'll be visiting, and whatever I have given you briefly, that I will elaborate, the teachings he gave briefly in Bangladesh, that was elaborated for 2 months in Varanasi, and Tapan Mishra was able to hear the whole Sanatan Shiksha in Varanasi. Plus his son would be, you know, studying Sanskrit, he would be groomed, and he would become influential, so to become the guru of the Raja Man Singh. And then who would then patronize the major construction in Vrindavan? All the big major temples in Vrindavan were actually built with the help of King Akbar, who was brought to Vrindavan by Maharaja Man Singh, who was the ardent follower of Raghunath Bhat Goswami. So seeing that future Vrindavan temples will come, and that too has to have royal patronage, and Raghunath Bhat Goswami had to become an instrument to send him to Varanasi. So Lord Chaitanya's vision was, he had that foresight. He was true visionary. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya himself also visited and compensated for Tapan Mishra to live in the city of the Mayavadis. He compensated and gave a lot of mercy. 2 months, you know, the biggest teachings, the largest section of CC is Sanatan Shiksha, and Tapan Mishra could first hand directly hear from Lord Chaitanya. So in this way, Raghunath Bhat Goswami also was a recipient. So while Lord Chaitanya was staying in Varanasi, this is actually on the his return journey from Vrindavan, he stayed. He stayed just briefly 10 days en route to Vrindavan, but then he left. But then on the way back, on returning from Vrindavan, he stayed for 2 months. At that time he gave Sanatan Shiksha. So, when Lord Chaitanya was staying at the house of Tapan Mishra, or he would actually come to honor Prasadam meal at the, he stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, and he would honor Prasadam at the house of Tapan Mishra. Raghunath Bhat got to serve Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Balya Kaila Prabhura Sevan Uchishtha Marjan Ar Pada Samvahan. So he had that fortunate opportunity in his childhood to serve Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Balya Kaila Prabhura Sevan Uchishtha Marjan. He would clean up the plate, the place where Lord has taken prasadam. Uchishtha Marjan Ar Pada Samvahan. And when Lord Chaitanya would rest after taking his meal, which he would take at the house of Tapan Mishra, he would massage the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is became a source of good fortune for Raghunath Bhat Goswami. In his childhood, he received this fortunate opportunity. So then later, of course, it's mentioned that Raghunath Bhat, later when he grew up, he came to visit Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. And that time, he stayed for 8 months in Jagannath Puri. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes about Raghunath Bhat Goswami. Raghunath Bhat Pake Ati Shunipun. Raghunath Bhat was expert in cooking. Yai Randhe Sei Hai Amrite Rasam. He, whatever he would cook, would taste like nectar. Ashtama Sarahi Prabhu Bhatte Vidai Dila. Vivana Kariha Bali Nisheda Karila. So 8 months Raghunath Bhat stayed in Jagannath Puri, and then the Lord bade farewell. What did he say while bidding farewell to Raghunath Bhat Goswami? He said, Vivana Kariha, do not get married. Quite a direct, explicit instruction. One devotee, whenever earlier at some place I was narrating this, and One devotee became disturbed. He said, "What's wrong with getting married?" Lord Chaitanya is saying, "Vivaha na kariha." And ironically, Lord Chaitanya got married twice. Himself. Right? He has married twice. Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya. But he's telling Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, do not get married. So nothing wrong with getting married as such, but Lord Chaitanya realized that he could best serve in that situation. Best serve. Not just that, so Lord Chaitanya was not like pro-brahmachari ashram or something. He said, you go and serve your elderly parents, he told Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So, quite balanced instructions. Vriddha mata pitaryai karaha sevan Krishna pasha bhagavata kara adhayan. So, you go and serve your elderly parents and study Bhagavatam. While you serve your elderly parents, take care of your elderly parents, you study Srimad Bhagavatam from a Vaishnava. Of course, we also understand that his parents were devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Vaishnavas. They were not against his Krishna consciousness. But in any case, it's the duty of a son to serve the parents. So then what did Lord Chaitanya tell him? He said, now you go study Srimad Bhagavatam, serve your parents. Punarapi ek bar asiha nila chale. Come again to Nilachal. Once again with it here. Eta bali kantha mala dila tar gale. And Lord Chaitanya gave his own kanthimala. With his own hands, he put that kanthimala around Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's neck. Very fortunate to receive kanthimala from Lord Chaitanya himself. So, it's mentioned that Raghunath Bhatta follows Lord Chaitanya's instructions very diligently. He left, again went to Varanasi, served his parents, studied Srimad Bhagavatam for 4 years. For 4 years, he strictly followed the Lord's instructions. And then his parents departed for the Lord's abode. So, Lord Chaitanya already told him, Ekabar Asiha, you again come. So, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami again visited Jagannath Puri for the second time. And again for the second time, he stayed for 8 months. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami stayed in Jagannath Puri, visited Jagannath Puri twice stayed for eight months. At the end of the 8 months, again Lord Chaitanya is bidding farewell to him. So when Lord Chaitanya would bid farewell, he would give many important instructions. Several times he would bid farewell to the devotees of Navadvip, Kulinagram, Shikhandavasi, then give them very pertinent instructions. So farewell pastimes. Meaning farewell, they constitute important section in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Several times described Lord Chaitanya bidding farewell to devotees. So Lord Chaitanya is now again bidding farewell second time after staying 8 months. Amar agya Raghunath yaha vrindavane taha yaha taha yaya raha rupa sanatana sane. Now my instruction to you is go to Vrindavan. Amar agya Raghunath yaha Vrindavane taha yaya raha rupa sanatana sane. Go and stay with Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And what do you do over there? Go and stay with them. Any particular service in Vrindavan? Bhagavata pada sadalah Krishna naam achire karibena kripa Krishna Bhagavan. Two specific things Lord Chaitanya told. Study Srimad Bhagavatam and chant the holy names. To the residents of Kulinagaram Vasis, who had many other duties to do, Lord Chaitanya had given again two duties, another instruction. Prabhu kahe Vishnu seva nama sankirtan dui kar shigra pabeshi Krishna charan. You serve the Vaishnavas and chant the holy names, residents of Kulinagaram. And to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is saying, you study Srimad Bhagavatam and chant the holy name. So chanting the holy name is common. So between all, so in general, the chanting the holy name is the most important service for all the devotees. Apart from that, according to, you know, one's particular inclination, one's particular aptitude and so on. So therefore, they were grahasthas. You serve the devotees, serve the saintly people. You are already a great brahmana, learn it. Stayed in Varanasi, studied Sanskrit, you recite Srimad Bhagavatam, study Srimad Bhagavatam deeply. So in this way, second instruction was differing. So here he was given instruction to always study Srimad Bhagavatam and chant the holy names. Itabali Prabhu Dare Alingana Kaila Prabhu Ra Kripate Krishna Preme Mata Haila. So Lord Chaitanya and then embraced Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and he became maddened with love for Krishna by the Lord's embrace. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him two gifts. Earlier he had given Kanthi Mala. This time Lord Chaitanya gave him a beetle supari of Lord Jagannath Maha. And also he gave him the dried Mahatulsi Mala of Lord Jagannath. How long was the Tulsi Mala of Lord Jagannath? Right? Which is put around the Lord, right? Like full circle. 21 feet long. Is mentioned. Imagine 21 feet long. Almost the width of this temple hall. Close to. At least from here, Vyasasana to that wall. So 21 feet long Tulsi Mala. That was given to Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and he kept it safely, he dried it, kept safely. And then receiving these two gifts with him, these two precious gifts given by Lord Chaitanya's own hands, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami came to Vrindavan, he took shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. And specifically it's mentioned that he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam in the assembly of Rupa and Sanatan. They would all assemble at different places, but specifically in Radha Damodar Mandir, they would assemble, have Ishta Goshtis, discuss Krishna Katha. So, it's mentioned that Rupa Gosai Rasa Bhaye Karena Bhagavat Pathana Bhagavat Padite Preme Olai Taramana. He would recite Srimad Bhagavatam in that Sabha. And he would, whenever he would recite, his heart would be moved. Preme olayatar man. His heart would be overwhelmed with love for Krishna whenever he would recite it Srimad Bhagavatam. Pikaswara kantha tate rage ra vibhag ek shlok padite phiraye teen chari rag. So he had pikaswara kantha. That means his cuckoo, his voice was very as sweet as cuckoo. And he would recite in various melodies. So very sweet, different ragas. And each shloka he could recite in 3-4 melodies. Ek shlok padite phirai teen chari raag. So actually, his heart was moving, not because of the sweet voice or because of the ragas, because of his love for Krishna. The first shloka indicates the substance. Right? He was blessed by Lord Chaitanya. And we will see some of his qualities by which he attracted the Lord's blessings, the Vaishnava's blessing. And that was a substance, therefore his heart was moving. It's not that his heart was moving because he was, or other devotees' heart was moving because he was singing so sweetly in different ragas. Okay? So that is ornamental, that enhances the mellows. But the substance has to be there, So it's mentioned, Krishnera sandurya madhurya yabe pade shune preme devi val tabe kichui na jane. So whenever he would recite here about Krishna's sandurya and madhurya, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweetness, preme devi val tabe kichui na jane, he would become so overwhelmed, the whole world would not exist for him then. He would just be totally absorbed in Krishna's beauty, his sweetness. Govinda charane kaila atma samarpana Govinda charnaravinda yara pranadhana. So he submitted himself, took shelter of Radha Govindadev that time. And it's mentioned that Rupa Goswami engaged him, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. He started assisting Rupa Goswami to worship Govindadev. Gramme vartana shune nakahe jivaye Krishna katha puja Adite Ashtu Praharyaye. Gramya Varta Na Shune Na Kahe Jivaye. So he would not hear any gossip and neither would he talk any kind of Gramya Katha, any kind of worldly talk which is not connected with Krishna. Krishna Katha Puja Adite Ashta Prahar Jaye. 24 hours he was absorbed in Krishna Katha, Krishna Puja. Vaishnave Raninda Karma Nahi Pade Kane. If he would not let one word about some Vaishnav criticism or Ninda, even though it could be factual, seemingly factual, he would not let those words enter his ears. If anyone would begin to speak that this devotee is doing something wrong or behaving inappropriately and so on and so forth, he would say, I only know that they are serving Krishna, they will be purified. They are engaged in devotional service, so they will be purified. So, need not discuss the superfluous faults. Therefore, he would not let the Vaishnav Ninda enter his ears also. Mahaprabhu radat mala manane rakale prasad kadar saha mandile nagale. And specially, he, Mahaprabhu Lord Chaitanya had all given him kanthi mala and then tulsi mala and also the beetle. So he would keep these items with him, embrace them, put it on his head and remember Mahaprabhu's mercy while remembering Krishna. While remembering Krishna. So in this way, when we chant the holy name, it's a good meditation to in between remind ourselves that these beads have been given to me by my spiritual master. He has chanted on these beads. He has prayed for me on these beads. So one can bring some feelings of gratitude in this way while chanting the holy names. So he would be overwhelmed. He would remember Mahaprabhu while chanting the holy names. Mahaprabhu ra kripaye Krishna prema anargala aite kahilu tate chaitanya kripa bala. So he was, because of these qualities, because of his unshaky, his steady practice, he was the recipient of that great mercy. Mahaprabhu ra kripaye Krishna prema anargal. He continuously experienced Krishna's mercy, Krishna's sweetness, because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and which the mercy was following his attitude, his practice also we saw. His practice. So which is his very favorable attitude, not hearing the faults of devotees, remaining himself as like a servant to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So in this way, because of his own dedication, he attracted the supreme mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and thus he continuously experience great joy. Eite kahinu tate chaitanya kripa bal. I have described the power of mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, sometimes we experience some kind of sweetness also. We all experience Lord's mercy in some way or the other. Right? Anyone who sincerely practices Krishna consciousness can experience. Especially when we are not critical, when we are not finding fault with devotees, by Lord's mercy we experience some sweetness. Just like sometime, you know, some new people come and they hear some kirtan. And they say, oh, I came last Sunday. I heard that kirtan. Can I get the recording? That kirtan was so sweet. Can I get the recording of the kirtan? Number of times people request. Why? Because the sweetness was not there actually in the melody. You experience the sweetness by Krishna's mercy. If you take the recording also, that sweetness won't come. It's not the melody would bring the sweetness. People think that a melody brought the sweetness. Or sometimes they taste some prasad item and they think the recipe is outstanding. It's a kya recipe hai, right? Some festival, some time. So people find some very, you know, extraordinary sweetness in prasadam, and they think that the recipe is very special. But actually it's Krishna's mercy. Right? That day we become a recipient of a drop of Krishna's mercy. And recipe will not bring forth that sweetness, neither the melody will bring forth the sweetness. It's Krishna's mercy. We should understand that point. So, when we are in a right frame of mind, not being critical towards anyone and in the receptive mood, in a desperate mood, then the Lord reveals His sweetness, a small fraction of His sweetness. And then we try to find out, how can I get that sweetness again?
How can I taste that same prasadam item again? How can I hear the same kirtan again, which I heard, where, you know, my heart was moving? So in this way, the Lord's, you know, sweetness, the Lord gives a sample of sweetness even to the sadhakas. It is His mercy. So Raghunath Bhatt Goswami teaches us, you know, the right frame of mind in order to access Lord Chaitanya's mercy, by which one can experience Krishna's sweetness. So since Raghunath Bhatt Goswami would, you know, take special joy in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Rasandorya Madhurya Yave Pade Sune, in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he would taste Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweetness. So today, His disappearance day, I thought I will recite two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam regarding Krishna Saundarya Madhurya, Krishna's beauty and Krishna's sweetness. So in 10th canto, chapter 23, where Krishna appeared before the Dvijpatnis, he described, Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Baraha Dhatu Pravalanatavesamanuvratamse Vinyastam Hastamitarena Dhunananabjam Karanotpalalakakapolamukhabjahasam. Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Baraha. So the Lord has a dark complexion, His clothes are brilliant, like shining like gold. He is wearing vanamala, vanamalya, barha, peacock feather, dhatu, praval. He is beautifully decorated with dhatu, like deities are painted. Natavesham, just like we put a shawl or a dhoti flying in this direction, that direction. Natavesh, when the Lord, so Krishna is dressed in such a way that the natavesh. Anuvratam se, there are His followers and He is putting one of His hand on the shoulder of a cowherd boy. With other hand, Vinyasta Hastam Itarena Dhunana Abjam, and with other hand, He's twirling the lotus flower. Karanot Palalaka Kapola Mukhabjahasam, and on one of His ears, He have a lily, and His locks are coming up to His cheeks, and there is a beautiful smile on His face. Okay? So, this kind of perfect description, we can see the form of the deities also. We can relate this verse to the form of the deities. This is Krishna Saundarya as He appeared before the Brahmana Patnis. I'll recite another verse from chapter 44 regarding Krishna's Madhurya, sweetness. Gopyastapakim acharan yadamushya rupam lavanya saramasamurdham ananya siddham drigbhipi bhanti anusavabhinavam durapam Ekant dham yashasha shriya aishvarasya. So the ladies of Mathura are saying, Gopyas tapaki macharan. What austerities have the gopis performed? That they are tasting the sweetness of Krishna's face, which is the essence of all loveliness. And it's described, that loveliness is the only abode of beauty, fame and opulence. It is self-perfect, ever fresh and extremely rare. So these two verses are beautiful verses describing Krishna Saundarya Madhurya, which Raghunath Bhatt Goswami would taste. Unlimited verses he would recite and relish. But I thought to honor him, since his disappearance, he will recite two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. So now we'll discuss about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami appeared in the year 1520, approximately 502 years, and at the age of 95, that means 1615, he had completed CC. He wrote rites also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he appeared in Jhamatpur Gram in West Bengal. And his father was Bhagirath, his mother was Sunanda. And they had Gaurnithai deities in their place. So from his very childhood, looks like he saw Gaurnithai deities, he worshipped. Because he described the festival in their village where there were Gaurnithai deities. So he from the very beginning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he had attraction or faith towards Goranga and Nityananda. There are so many things about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I'll describe few of them in relation to Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know he is the author of the most celebrated author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is described that Bhagavad Gita is the sense of the Vedas. We understand Bhagavad Gita is the essence of the Vedas. And Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimati Radharani's name is not even mentioned directly. It's only indirectly indicated. So, therefore, you know, the followers of Srimati Radharani, they feel Radharani's glories remain kind of hidden in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, those glories are elaborated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The glories of, therefore, rasa, the love for Krishna and Srimati Radharani, source of all that love. So, those glories which could not be directly elaborated, those are elaborated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, just like Krishna is non-different from Srimad Bhagavatam, so therefore, Srimati Radharani being the reservoir of all the rasa, embodiment of all mellows, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu can be considered as non-different from Srimati Radharani. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which combines Bhagavatam, the mellows of Bhagavatam, with the rasa of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is non-different from Radha and Krishna or Lord Chaitanya. So Radha and Krishna together, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, this book is the most complete. This book is the most complete. Once there was heavy rain and there was thunder, and Srila Sarasvati Thakur was giving a talk, and he said there is going to be inundation. Water is going to fill the whole universe. So everything will drown, but you must save three books, he told the disciples. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, CC. He said, somehow if you are not able to save all three, the weight on the boat is too much, right, in the water of inundation, then you can drop Bhagavad Gita. And still the weight is too much, you can drop Srimad Bhagavatam. Under no condition ever drop Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because the entire Vedic encyclopedia, entire realm of Vedic knowledge can be revived from this one book, he said. It is the most complete book. So among all the avatars of the Lord, or amongst all the manifestations of the Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most complete, has been described by Kaviraj Goswami. Bhakti bhava angi kari haila avatirna Shri Krishna Chaitanya rupe sarva bhave poon. So, Krishna is perfect and complete, but Lord Chaitanya is most perfect and complete. Therefore, CC is considered as most perfect and complete. It combines Srimad Bhagavatam, not different from Krishna, with Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the entire rasa. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the author of this book. It's a very rare opportunity. And regarding Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are 11,519 verses. 393 verses have been quoted in the main text form from Srimad Bhagavatam. Just imagine. So if you want to understand which are the most important verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, you want to memorize, 393 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are directly quoted in the main text of CC, not in the purport. Purport will have more verses. With the main text, 393 verses. And then 87, second next most quoted book is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. 87 verses of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu are quoted. Then the next most frequently quoted book is Vidagdha Madhava Lalita Madhava. 55 verses from these two verses, Rupa Goswami. Then 50 verses from Bhagavad Gita, 20 verses from Brahma Samhita, 20 verses from Padma Puran and other scriptures. Total there are 15 scriptures quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, he's the most celebrated author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But in his book, if you read, he repeatedly glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. Like sometimes the authors in the beginning acknowledge some other authors. But you will not find that they glorify again and again within the book, some other author. Never to be found. Kaviraj Goswami in Adi Leela, at various places, in Madhya Leela, in Ante Leela, he repeatedly glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. Looks like he is promoting another author. Again and again, again and again. Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kahe Veda Vyas, Chaitanya Leela Ravyas Vrindavan Das. Krishna Leela, the Vyas of Krishna Leela in Bhagavate is Veda Vyas, and Vyas of Chaitanya Leela is Vrindavan Das, he says. Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar, Aise Granth Kari Teho Tarila Samsar. I offer my millions of obeisances at the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das. He has composed such a book. He has delivered the whole world. In Madhya Leela he says, Niladri Gaman Jagannath Darsham Sarva Bhama Bhattacharya Prabhura Milan Isabha Leela Prabhura Das Vrindavan Vistari Varnaya Chena Uttama Varnan. He says, all these Leelas in Madhya Leela have been described very beautifully by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Therefore, read Chaitanya Mangal, Madhya Leela. I am just quoting from all the three, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, Ante Leela. He repeatedly glorifies. So he says, oh my readers, read Chaitanya Mangal, that means Chaitanya Bhagavat. And again and again he says, then what is the need for you to write this book? Looks like writing the book to promote some other book. Right, so he mentioned that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he knew all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Right? He understood all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya were within his reach. But then he started describing and his book became too voluminous. Chaitanya Chandre Lila Ananta Apar Varnite Varninte Granta Haila Vistar. So he is describing Lord Chaitanya Lila is Ananta Apar. He is describing the volume of book is increasing. Vistara Dekhi Akichu Sankoch Haila Mane. Arey Bapre, itna bada book. Who is going to publish it? Although he is not thinking of publishing, but still he thought it will be very heavy for devotees to carry this book. Right? So therefore, some apprehension, book should not be too big also. Manageable size. So, Sankoch Haila Mane, he became apprehensive. Then, Sutra Dhritra Kauna Leela Nakaila Varnane. So, Sutra Dhritra, some other Leela, he just mentioned Sutra form. Ek do verse mein Leela bol diya. He just gave a very brief synopsis of some Leelas. Second reason, right, why I am writing this book, one is Anantana Par, so certain Leelas he just summarize, seeing the volume of the book, size of the book. Second, Nityananda Leela Varnane Haila Avesh. So, Nityananda Leela Varnane mein unka avesh ho gaya. Nityananda Prabhu is a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. So, therefore, he became overwhelmed. And continued to describe Nityananda Prabhu's Leela in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There are sections, chapter after chapter of Nityananda Prabhu's Leela. So, he became absorbed in describing Nityananda Leela. Chetan Nera Shesha Leela Rahila Avashesh. Baad mein dekha, book to bada ho gaya. Right? So the number of words in the book are already have exceeded than supposed to be. So then he, for that reason, because he was absorbed in glorifying Nityananda Prabhu, so therefore he had to summarize some of the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Sesabha Leela Sai Sab Leela Ra Shunite Vivaran. So all those Leelas which he summarized, the devotees of Vrindavan were very eager to hear. That he described. So I'll come back to this point where he comes to Vrindavan and writes CC. But he describes that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the complete recipient of mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And he is the original author. He has written an amazing book. Oh, all my readers, please read this book. In 20th chapter, Ante Leela, last chapter, he tells all the readers to read this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just imagine. So many places. So, this is something very amazing. You will not find single book There are millions of books on the planet. Show me one book where some other book and some other author is repeatedly praised. Repeatedly praised. So, and Prabhupada writes very beautifully. He says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is the author of this most celebrated book and he could have taken great pride in this book. But he is absolutely humble and therefore he is empowered to write this book. Prabhupada writes that. So in this way, because of his respect to other author, another great devotee of Lord, he received special empowerment. Although he is promoting Vrindavanas Thakur book, all the Vaishnavacharyas has considered his book to be superior. And so of course both are perfect glorification of the Lord, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami book is even more considered more relishable and even more performed by the Vaishnavacharyas from a neutral perspective. So in this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we can also see that he is the epitome of perfect epitome of Vaishnav etiquette. He says again and again when he is writing Chaitanya Leela, he asks for the blessing of Vrindavan Das Thakur and he says, may I not become proud. This Leela has been described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur, so I am giving a synopsis. I don't have the power, you know, to show my superiority or any pride in any way. Whatever remnants he has left, right, some Leela which is not described, I will describe that. I will not show my superiority, that I will describe in a better way the Leela which is already described. He said, I have no power to do that. So very, very fine etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette he shows, and slightly he doesn't even want to offend. Again and again he seeks the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Vaishnavas. And he said, may I not commit any aparad towards Vrindavan Das Thakur, I may have his full blessings. So, epitome of Vaishnav humility, Vaishnav etiquette. So, just last few things about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that how he was sent by his brother did not have faith in the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami chastised him that having faith in Krishna but not in his representative, not in his brother, not in spiritual master, not in the Vaishnavas. So if one has faith in Krishna but not in his representative, those who are connected with Krishna, that is very detrimental. He chastised him. He said, you better be an atheist than be a pseudo devotee like this. So because of this, Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased. He gave him darshan and gave him instruction that you go to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan you will achieve the fulfillment of all your desires. Hearing this instruction of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and following that, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami came to Vrindavan. So in all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan is mentioned, they wanted to hear the pastime which Vrindavan Das Thakur just summarized. So Pandit Haridas, Anantacharya, Govind Gosai, Kashishwar Pandit, Yadav Gosai, Bhugar Gosai, he lists the names of all the Vaishnavas, glorify them in the Adi Leela 8th chapter, and say they all gave me this instruction. They all gave me an instruction. More agya kari la sabe karuna kariya, tansa bar bale likhi nirlajahaiya. She said they all gave me instruction. You write that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami looks like he had already composed Govind Lilamrit. It's mentioned by when he had composed Govind Lilamrit, he had already given the title of Kaviraj. So it was a very sweet narration of Krishna's pastime, and all the Vaishnavas then requested him that you write the Leelas. And of course when he had come to Vrindavan, he, on the banks of Radhakund, he heard from Raghunath Das Goswami all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has elaborated the pastime, pre-sanyas pastime in his book. And post-sanyas are short synopsis, because the later part, just like we prepare a class and the time goes over and the later part is you cut down, we summarize. Similarly, the Anta Leela, post-sanyas Leela, Vrindavan Das Thakur summarizes it. So that Leela is elaborated by Sundas Kaviraj Goswami, and that Leela was witnessed by Raghunath Das Goswami in detail. So Raghunath Das Goswami, whose disappearance is today, who had come to Vrindavan after the disappearance of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So after Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damodar Goswami disappeared, after that Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he came to give up his body, but Rup and Sanatan kept him like his brother, like his third brother. So then he stayed in Radhakund, and in Radhakund it's mentioned, Prahar Ek Mahaprabhura Charitra Kathan, daily 3 hours class on CC, Raghunath Das Goswami. And Krishna Kaviraj Goswami heard from Raghunath Das Goswami the entire Chaitanyamrita, Shesh Leela. Shesh means post sannyas over here. And therefore, he had heard it, and all the other Vaishnavas, since he was the author also, good in writing, all the Vaishnavas, they requested him. And he was the chosen one, or he was the chosen one, but he says, I am a shameless one, but although I have no qualification, but on Vaishnava's instruction, I have taken up this task of writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this way, he said, I became very anxious that the Vaishnavas have given me such tall order to write CC. He goes to Madan Mohan and seek the Lord's permission, his blessings. And a garland falls. Garlands, it's mentioned that Pujari had put the garland. Pujari had tied it nicely, but it just slipped from the Lord's chest. And he says, this was Agya Mala. Madan Mohan has given me green signal that you go ahead and write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Agya Mala Paila Paya Amar Haila Anand Taha Ikarenu E Granthera Aram. So then and there, when Lord Madan Mohan gave me a green signal, you go ahead, all the Vaishnavas gave me instruction, then I began writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, this is a great book, and Narottam Das Thakur has glorified Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I'll recite that verse and we'll conclude the class. Krishnadas Kaviraj Rasika Bhakta Majha Yeho Kaila Chaitanya Charita Gaura Govinda Lila Shunite Galay Shila Tahatena Haila Murachita. She says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Rasik Bhakta Maj. He is one of the great devotees who is Rasik Bhakta, means absorbed in the mellows of love. Yeho Kaila Chaitanya Charit. He has composed it in the Charitamrita. In that, he has described Gaur Govind Leela, the Leela of Lord Gauranga and Leela of Govinda. Also, he has composed Govinda Leelamrita, we understand. Shunite Galay Shila, the stones melt on hearing the glorification by Kaviraj Goswami, but still I do not have any attraction toward this book, Narottam Das Thakur says. So on this auspicious day, we can pray to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, whom he considered as his guru. And every chapter he offers his prayers to Rup and Raghunath. So we pray that we may also develop a fraction of the transcendental qualities as demonstrated by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. And we also pray that we may develop dedication to serve Srila Prabhupada and his faithful servants. Jai Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai, Shri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami ki jai, Srila Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. I apologize, we went a little ahead of time.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.